there's another race building around Ukraine, and it's not just arms. Water paved the way for a man to leave a cult and become a pastor. And time heals heart wounds in the U.S. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the United States and Russia continue playing tit-for-tat in their arms buildup around Ukraine, families are the ones hurting. President of Mission Eurasia, Sergei Rakhuba, says over a million people have been forced from their homes in eastern Ukraine. And it's not just the poor who are suffering.
Families that had a house, you know, a nice house, they had a car, they had a small business, they lost everything now.
Rakhuba tells us Mission Eurasia-supported young people are delivering eye care packs, food, clothing, and scripture to them.
This example can repeat, you know, 1,000 times, you know, with a tenth of thousands families that got trapped because of the crisis.
$50 a month will help 12 families for a week.
Ultimately, we are equipping national believers to continue ministering to those who need our help there.
When you click on the Ukraine story at missionnews.org, you can find a link to support the eye care program. You can also discover a link to their Facebook page. Well, Pakistan is thinking about reforming its blasphemy law, considering the last person who suggested it was assassinated. What's changed? Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says
Pakistan wants to be a member of the world community, and lawmakers finally did draft this bill to kind of get rid of some of the very easy abuses.
Great news, but it's too early to celebrate.
Still, I have to point out that what the Pakistani legislators have written is the draft of a bill. It's not been signed into law yet. According to the rules of the Pakistani Senate, a bill has to pass through 3 different readings. By the lawmakers before being voted upon.
Meanwhile, there's also worsening persecution. Support helps FMI prepare gospel workers. Prayer keeps them encouraged.
It happened today with some of the emails that we received from Mission Network News listeners of the prayers that they're praying for their brothers and sisters, and we share that with them.
This is Mission Network News. Open Doors USA reports ISIS sex slaves have gone through worse abuse than you can imagine. It's shattered them both physically and mentally. Many aren't speaking. Some want to commit suicide. But through local partners, Open Doors is supporting trauma care training that's working with released or escaped victims. They're bringing the gospel to these women as a reminder that there's still hope. Help give ISIS victims a second chance by going to our website. Moses was next in line to lead a cult in Zimbabwe. Then he met Jesus and everything changed. Moses became a pastor and is now working alongside Living Water International. Side by side, they're using clean water to teach communities and cult members about the living water of Christ. Pray for those still trapped in Zimbabwe's cults that they'd understand the truth. You can help Living Water transform more lives like Moses at missionnews.org. And God can soften even the hardest of hearts. That's exactly what a group of family Christian employees witnessed on a recent trip to Goshen Valley in the United States. It's a foster care alternative home for boys. Family Christians Bree Rostick.
We helped them put up a pole barn. We painted and stained a deck. We cleaned up closets. We organized a lot of stuff for them. But the real focus was just to spend time with these boys, getting to know them and showing them the love of Christ.
Their work helped Goshen Valley in its mission to impact lives through God's power.
There is one young man. He's about 19 years old, and he was a devout atheist before he came to Goshen Valley. And when I was talking to him, he just knows so much about God now. He's playing the drums at his church. He's getting tattoos removed off of his body and giving his life to Christ.
When you shop at Family Christian stores, you can bless hurting kids. Every penny spent goes to a faith-based charity. Find more ways to help at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes By Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on demand, high-quality dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible Stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.